Thank God for this morning service. A great word. A great word. Amen. So let's don't take God's word for granted. Let's take the word of God and mix it with faith. All right? Because the word of God speaks of how some, it didn't profit them not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So we've heard God's word and we know the truth, don't we? Amen. We've got a pastor that haven't shone to declare unto us the whole counsel of God. Amen. He declares the whole counsel of God. Now, we got to realize that anybody that's soft on sin, they don't love your soul. That feel-good gospel is sending a lot of people to hell. Isn't that right? Now, the Apostle Paul talked about it. He wrote the Galatian church, and he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach unto you any other gospel, and that we will preach unto you, let him be accursed. Don't receive him if he preach any other gospel than the one we'll preach to you. Why could he say that? Because thank God they received the gospel from Jesus Christ himself, didn't they? That they received the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. We're living in a time when people are preaching all kinds of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. But the truth remaineth. Hallelujah. Just like we heard the word this morning, let's take that word of God and apply it to our hearts, and we'll see. We'll see the power of God manifested in us and through us. And that's why God wants. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. God is faithful. God is true. Amen. But he's coming soon. After a church that's looking for him. A church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. A people that's abiding in him. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Amen. We've got to abide mean to continue in him, remain in him. Hallelujah. Don't move away, but stay right there. Abide in the Lord. Walk with him. Talk with him. Live for him. Obey him. Hallelujah, because he's coming soon. As the pastor said this morning, we're living in the last of the last days. The Lord's coming soon. Now, last time I talked about people finishing well. And we talked about Enoch, a man that walked with God. He walked with God 300 years, didn't he? And he begat Methuselah. And God took him. Isn't that right? God took him. God took him out of here. Took him to heaven. He pleased God. He had the testimony that he pleased God. But before, he wasn't only living holy. He was ministering the word of God. In the book of Jude. It's only one chapter in Jude. Verses 14 and 15. Jude spoke truth, didn't he? He spoke against the ungodly people of his time, didn't he? He wasn't ashamed. He wasn't afraid. Hallelujah. And then we talked about Caleb. Caleb was a man that he was 85 years old. And he didn't ask for a rocking chair. He didn't say, hand me down my cane. But thank God. You know what he said? At 85 years old, give me this mountain. It was giants on that mountain. Give me this mountain. He said, hallelujah, I'm as strong now as I was when Moses talked to me about this. I'm still that strong. Hallelujah. He was faithful. And you know what the word of God said about him? Say he served God wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. God wants our whole heart, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. It takes all of it. God's, he want our all. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's faithful. Jesus gave us all, didn't he? When he walked this earth, he came down. Hallelujah. He came down through 42 generations, and he walked, he lived a holy life. He fulfilled it. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill. He fulfilled it, didn't he? Yeah. Thank God to the letter, he fulfilled that law. And he's the only one that could do it. The law, we couldn't keep it. Isn't that right? If we had we been able to keep the law, Jesus wouldn't have to come. But thank God, we could not keep the law. The law is perfect. The law is holy. Hallelujah. But thank God we couldn't keep that law. Jesus came and he died a death that no other man could die. He lived holy. He lived pure, didn't he? He lived righteous. But you know that they tried him. They tested him. Called him all kind of names, didn't they? They said, well, you have a devil and you're mad. That's what they said about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. That's what they said about him. The Son of God, the one that came down from heaven. Hallelujah. And he came on a mission. And he completed the mission that he came to do. Hallelujah. He didn't leave one stone unturned. Thank God, but he did the will of his Father. He did that will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He spoke against evil. He spoke against sin, didn't he? You better believe he did. He spoke truth. Jesus said, this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. They got something they want to do that's evil. And so they love darkness. He said, they won't come to the light lest their deeds should be reproved. Thank God. But the light, Jesus Christ is the light. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Amen. Now, we're the lights, aren't we? Amen. He made us light. He's the light in us, shining through us. Amen. To this dark world. Hallelujah. Because we're living in a world that have lost their way. We're living in a world that's lost. That they're without God, and they're lost in this world. Amen. But thank God, God have a people. God have a people that love him. Amen. Then we talked about Enoch, talked about Caleb, and we talked about the Apostle Paul. A man that was sold out to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And I might teach a series of messages on Paul. He had three missionary journeys. We might go through that. We'll see. We'll pray. And he was a man after he got saved, but it was Saul of Tarsus, wasn't it? He was a man that fought against God. A man that tried to destroy this way. But he was fighting a losing battle. He wasn't a, how do I call it, jackleg. When I say he wasn't a jackleg, that means that he went to the high priest and he got authority. You know, from the high priest. He wasn't just doing it bootlegging. But he got authority from the high priest to go to Jerusalem and go all over. And he made havoc of the church. And didn't he? Hallelujah. Hailing men and went into prison. And when Stephen, thank God, a man, one of the deacons, a man that brought forth the word of God with purity. Brought forth the word of God with power. He preached the word of God. He was a deacon, but he preached God's word, didn't he? You better believe he did. Thank God. And he, you know what he said to Stephen? Said to him, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. And when they looked upon Stephen, they saw his face as the face of an angel. They couldn't resist the wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. A man that loved God with all that was in him. Amen. And they stoned him to death. But you know what he said? Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. You know why he said that? because they were ignorant. They, what they did was in ignorance. They didn't know that, they didn't know that he was a true servant of Jesus Christ. And today, people still don't know. Isn't that right? People are still walking in darkness today with all the light, that there's light in the world, that that true ministers and true saints that's living holy and ministering, teaching, and preaching the word of God. But there are some that still won't turn to God. You know, Jesus said, see, Jesus don't want nobody to perish, does it? Now, I want in the spirit, but that all should come to repentance. But what did he say? But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works of the dying shall be burned up, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What? Looking for, isn't that right? And hasting unto the coming, hallelujah, of the day of the Lord. He's coming soon. As our pastor said this morning, we're living in the last of the last days. Amen. Thank God. So what are you doing about it? This is what? August. This is August. This year's almost gone. What have we done for God? What are we doing for God? God wants us to stir ourselves. He wants us to shake ourselves from the dust. Get up, thank God, and serve God. Get up and praise God. Get up and love God. Get up and be a witness. Thank God. This is an ungodly generation that we're living in. Isn't that right? But God is faithful. God's faithful. And God's got a people, thank God, that love him and obey him. Isn't that right? Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. If we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Isn't that right? You can't love, really, really love God and not keep his commandments. Isn't that right? And you can't love and it not show. How many of y'all know that? If you love, it's going to show. You just can't bottle up God's love inside. Can you? No, you can't. It shows. It flows out. The love of God flow in us and through us and out of us to be a blessing. Thank God. Everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, thank God. God wants us to be a blessing, doesn't he? He wants us to let our light shine. He wants us to magnify him and honor him and love him and do his will, because the time is short. Isn't that right? The time is short. Hallelujah. The time is short. All right, tonight I plan to talk about Noah. Noah. Let's look at some verses here in the 6th chapter of Genesis. Noah. He was a preacher of righteousness. Genesis chapter 6. We're going to read some verses here in Genesis chapter 6. Noah. Hallelujah. Got him somewhere here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord is faithful. God is faithful tonight. Amen. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Isn't that right? Amen. He's not going to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can trust God. We can trust him, can't we? All right, let's look at Genesis chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. What does it say here? Begin at verse 5. You see that? He saw the wickedness of man, and every imagination of his thought was of his heart was evil continually. Only evil. God had to do something, didn't he? Amen. The wickedness of man was great, of imagination of his heart was evil continually. Verse 6.
And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
He was grieved in his heart. Verse 7.
So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've made him. I'm going to destroy him. All right. Verse 8.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found favor with God. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 9.
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation.
A just man, perfect in his generation.
Noah walked with God.
He did what?
Walked.
Noah walked with God. Here's another man that walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Here's a man, Noah, he walked with God because he loved God. Hebrews 11, 7. Read that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What does it say?
11:7.
Yeah, 11:7. Yeah, Hebrews 11:7.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God.
Of things not seen.
As yet. Uh huh.
Moved
with fear.
Prepared an ark.
To the
saving of his house.
To the saving of his house. All right, read on a little bit more. Condemned the world.
And became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith.
Which is by faith. Became heir of righteousness which is by faith. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to read a little bit more. For God told him to build this ark. What verse we're looking for here? Yes, let's see. Verse. Thank you, Lord. 14? Is that what it is? Yes, verse 14.
Genesis 6:14.
Thank you. Yes. Listen to what God said to Noah. All right. Genesis 6:14.
Make me an ark of oaken wood.
Mm-hmm.
Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 50 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark,
mm-hmm.
And in a cubit shall thou finish it above.
Stop right there. All right. He told him to make this ark, which was when you measure out those cubits, it was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high, the ark. It said that it said its carrying capacity was equal to more than 300 railroad stock cars. It's calculated that the ark could hold some 7,000 kind of animals. Noah was an intelligent man. Where did he get the wisdom from? God. God gave him wisdom, didn't he? The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, what?
Let him
ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith. Got to believe. Nothing way. If you ask in faith for wisdom, God will give it to you. Isn't that right? And we need wisdom today, don't we? Knowledge is good, and wisdom and knowledge go hand in hand. But wisdom... knowledge without wisdom, you can make a big mess. Isn't that right? Let me give an example. I studied auto mechanics, correspondence course, you know, I was studying when I was young. And I studied about, you know, the valves, the ignition system and all that stuff. And my car was running good. I remember one time it was running good. And I said, I'm going to adjust these valves. I said, I'm going to adjust these valves. And I'm just in my right. When I got through that thing, there was click. And my dad had a friend that knew how to do it. Now, see, I tried to dress them cold. You can adjust them hot or cold, but it's a lot of tolerance, you know. You got to know the tolerance in which to do it. So I tried to dress them cold, and I made a mess. Now, his friend came over. I started it up. He let it run. There was overhead valves. And he adjusted them right there, you know, with it running. He adjusted it hot and got it back down to normal. Amen? I had knowledge about it, but I didn't have the wisdom how to do it. Another time, I want to work on my car. I said, I'm going to fix it. They had points back there. You know, you had points in the distributor. And so I used to, I could put the points in and adjust it fine. But I pulled the distributor out one time. But I didn't know how to, you have to set. In other words, when you pull the distributor out, you have to mark it. You got to know exactly what you're doing. If you do that, you can put it back in. I didn't know that. I put it back in there. Pow, pow, pow. Hallelujah. I had to get somebody to pull me out of the fire. Amen. So wisdom and knowledge go ahead. Wisdom, you got to have the wisdom to do it right. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So God gave Noah wisdom to build this big ark out there on dry land. It had to be the wisdom of God. 120 years. He preached the word of God. He preached the gospel and built that ark on dry land. It never had drizzled. People didn't think it was going to rain. Rain? What are you talking about? Man, you're crazy. They thought he was crazy. But he kept on preaching, and he kept on building, kept on preaching, kept on building. Why? Because he knew he had heard from God. When we hear from God, let's obey. Doesn't matter what people say. When you know you heard from God, obey God. Stay on the right trail. Stay on the right track. Obey God. Do what God said. And Noah did. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Noah was a man that walked with God. Noah was a man that walked by faith. He built this ark on dry land. And he told the people it was going to rain. Now, he had one door. Now, he's going to put the door on the side. And he had a window. But now this window, it went all the way around the ark. Everybody had that all the way around the ark for ventilation. Because he had a lot of animals in there, didn't he? You better believe it. The animals came. You know, God had to send the animals in. Noah wasn't, what's his man name? You used to go call them animals? He wasn't one of those, huh? Buck, what's the man name? You used to go out and get them animals. But anyway, he wasn't one of those. He didn't have to do it. He just, God sent the animals into the ark. Unclean twos and clean sevens, right? He got them in there. All the animals in there. And somebody said, well, didn't it smell bad? No, you know why? God had planned it out. And God's plan is always right. They had this window all the way around the top of the ark. And now, out in Dallas, Texas, that they have a gymnasium like that. Where this window goes all the way around. And I heard a minister say how he went to this place with all those animals in there, and it didn't smell bad at all. And people sitting there eating, sitting there sleeping. Amen? See, evidently they got that from Noah's Ark, I would think. Hallelujah. Now, we've got a boat. That's the New Mexico is one of our battleships of World War II era. It was built 624 feet long, 106 and a quarter feet wide, and 29 feet high. That's compared to the ark that Noah built. By comparison, the ark had practically the same ratio, so that you did not have a ridiculous-looking boat at all, but one which would compare favorably to the way they build ships today. So it had to be the wisdom of God, didn't it? God don't do no mess, does he? God doesn't play. What God say is right. What God does is right. Amen. Amen. So Noah believed God, and Noah built that ark, and he preached 120 years. How many came in the ark? Only 8 souls were saved by water. Noah and his family, only 8 were saved by water because they believed God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we're living in the end time. The last of the last days. Let's warn the people. Let's live a holy life. A life got to be pure before God. Isn't that right? God's calling for holiness. That message this morning, hallelujah, God's calling for us to be holy and pure and righteous and just before him. Amen? The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Isn't that right? We got to be holy. We got to be pure. Holiness means to be, hallelujah, justified, right with God. Right with God is to be holy, is to be right with God. It to be set apart from this world and set aside for God's use. And God want to use us. Isn't that right? We want to be for wherever we go, he can speak to us and he can direct us and he can tell us what to do. Yesterday I went and passed out a few of the flyers, yeah. Talked to some people and passed out a few of the flyers, inviting people to church. Amen? Hallelujah. God's gonna fill this place up. I'm saying, yeah, I believe that. I believe God's gonna grow this, fill this place up while we have to build. I believe that. Y'all believe it? Do you believe it? Amen. Hallelujah. By faith, we believe that God is good. Just like this morning, we had overflow this morning. We had a lot of folks this morning. God's gonna give people that come permanent here like that. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that. I really do. Amen. Why do I believe that? Because we're praying for it to happen. Do we believe God's going to answer our prayers? Do we believe God's going to answer our prayers? Do we believe God's going to answer our prayers? We believe that, don't we? Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory be to God. That overflow this morning. If we're going to have yet my soda, my kandara, my haya. Oh, my giro, busuya, rabakanda. Hallelujah. Thank God. And our pastor, he preached truth. Amen. And he want people to come in yet, but he's after the souls. Isn't that right? He's after men's souls. Amen. And if he preached to a few or to many, he bring forth the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. For it is what? The power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. Unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. He brought it to the Jewish people first, didn't he? And they rejected him. He came unto his own and his own received him not. But to as many as received them, to him gave the power to become the sons of God. Remember the apostle Paul, he preached the gospel. And he was preaching to Jews, and God sent him to the Gentiles, didn't he? God sent him to the Gentiles. Thank God. Hallelujah. Everybody have a chance to be saved. Not just the Jew, but everybody have a chance to be saved. And I want to witness to some Jewish people. I remember years ago I did witness to a Jewish man. He was an old fella. I witnessed to him, you know. But sometimes people get set in their ways. It takes time, doesn't it? Amen. But I had an uncle that was about 98 years old, and they tell me he was a atheist. My sweetheart and I sit down, we wrote him a letter telling him about the Lord. I don't know what all we put on the letter, but we wrote him this letter telling him about the Lord, and he got saved. He got saved at that old age. You know, that's hallelujah. He got saved. Pray about this. I've got a friend in Kentucky. That's my home, Louisville. And I called, and his phone was disconnected. So I called his sister-in-law. And we used to worship together. And he's 80-some years old now. And his sister-in-law said he's not doing nothing for the Lord, just sitting around, moping around. I wrote him a 3-page letter. And I'm not a letter writer. But with Teflon, I wrote him a 3-page letter. Amen. And I told him this. This is some of the things I told him. And I said, you know, some of the people in Louisville have that Elijah complex, and he's one of them. They feel like they don't. I said, somehow the Elijah come back, feel like they're the only ones right. I said, when God, Elijah told God, I'm the only one, what did God say? I have 7,000 having bowed their knees to Baal. Isn't that right? I've got people. And I told him, I said, God's got a lot of people in Louisville. Louisville's a big city. Pray and seek God. Ask God to lead you to some of his people. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God will do it. God will do it if he's sincere. I haven't heard nothing back from him yet, but I'm praying, thank God, that letter would, he won't get no rest until he get on his knee and seek God. Amen. And seek God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I think it shook him up. Because years ago when we was going together, going to church, and all, he was pretty hot-headed. And I talked to his sister-in-law, I said, he used to be hot-headed. She said, he still is. But anyway, pray, saints, pray that God will let that get a hold to him, and won't have no rest until he really get to what he know God want him to do. Because, see, it's no time to sit down. As long as you can get around, you need to get out and serve God. First of all, make sure you're right with God. Make sure you're a Christian, you know what I mean? And then you get out and witness to others to help them come into to God's house. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I put across a few scriptures on that. I told them how God said, go out into the hedges and the highways and compel them to come. Isn't that right? That my house may be full. Go out and compel them to come. In other words, make sure you're right first. Get up. Get up from sitting down. Get up off the stool and do nothing. Amen. And hallelujah. Get yourself right first and then help others get right. Don't be sitting around saying, I'm the only one right. You're not helping yourself or nobody else. Hallelujah. God told Elijah, I've got 7,000 having bowed their knees to Baal. And he thought he was the only one. My God. That's a big, great, big difference, isn't it? You better believe it is. Saint, hallelujah. 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 Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. He's such a great God, isn't he? Yes, amen. Amen. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He believed God. And God took him and his family into the ark. And then God caused it to rain. And the rain went, covered every mountain, covered every place. The rain covered everywhere, all over the earth. The rain covered it. God destroyed everybody. Only the people in the ark that were saved. Hallelujah. Now, we're in the ark of safety, aren't we? Amen. The word of God said, the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So the only safety zone is in the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. Only safety zone. Because we're living in terrible time. Perilous time. The word of God said, perilous time shall come. In the last days, perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Unthankful. Unholy. Having a form of godliness. They have a form of God. A lot of them go to church. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of thereof. You know what it says? From such turn away. Isn't that right? Amen. From such turn away. Amen. See, we can't walk. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. We can't walk with somebody that we know that's not living right and not preaching the truth, not telling like it is. Amen. We can't walk with them. Amen. But we can teach them and love them. We have to love them now. Isn't that right? You know, batter them, you understand what I'm saying? With Jesus, love, did he? He won by love, through love. The woman they caught in adultery. How did he win her? In love. Compassion. Love. The woman of Samaria. How did he win her? Love. Compassion. Isn't that right? That's how you win souls. How did he win others? You know, he went to this Pharisee's house. Matthew. Sitting at the seat of the customer. He went to his house. Levi. Matthew. He went there. Hallelujah. We know what happened there, don't we? the woman came in, you know, washed his feet with the tears, dried them with the hair, put the alabaster box. Oh, hallelujah. And this, when she was doing this to Jesus, this man said within himself, if he knew what kind of woman she was, he wouldn't. And Jesus rebuked him, didn't he? So I came into your house, you didn't wash my feet. You know how he had neglected him. But this woman, thank God. See, he that is forgiven much, loveth much. Isn't that right? You take somebody that's a hardcore sinner, like Saul of Tarsus, thank God. Once he got saved, you couldn't stop him. They didn't have a stopper big enough to stop him. Thank God. They didn't have a stop big enough to stop him. Thank God. He had his life for the gospel. He preached the truth, and he lived holy. Thank God they put him in jail. That's all right. He didn't care about that. Long as he know he was in the will of God. Isn't that something? Long as you know that you're doing the will of God, you can be and you should be satisfied. You shouldn't have the molly grubs. Should you? Sitting around twiddling your thumbs and, no. So you say, God, I thank you. I know I'm in your will, and I love you and I appreciate you. Just have your way in me. When he went into Caesar's house, so people got saved in Caesar's house. Hallelujah. Why? Because somebody loved God with all their heart. Isn't that right? And that's what God is calling for you and me, saints of God, to love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And do what? It goes on further to love your neighbor as yourself. It tells us to love our enemy. My God. That's got to be the love of God, haven't it? That's got to be the love of God. Flesh can't do it. Because flesh want to duke it out. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But not when you got the Spirit of God in you. Thank God. And you let the Spirit of God control you. You know, if you let the Spirit of God control you, you'll do what's right. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And that's what God is calling for. People that will yield their vessels to him. Pray that God will help me with that violin. That he'll really help me. I've been practicing pretty good, and sometimes I do pretty good, and other times, but I'm sticking with it with the temple of the Lord. Amen. This is violin Pastor Venable gave me. I got another one. It's blue. Amen. But this one here, it's a good violin. But I got a violin for sale. Pray that violin will sell. Will y'all pray that God let that violin sell? Because we need the money. I bought a violin I didn't need. Anybody that bought anything you didn't need? My God, I didn't need that. I didn't need that violin. Now I want to get rid of it. God's going to let me do it. I know you. And I've been thanking him for it. You know, we pray about something and it don't come right away. Begin to thank God and praise God for it. That's what I've been doing. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And God will come on the scene. But it's in his time, isn't it? It's in his time. Noah was a man, was a preacher of righteousness. He believed God. He did the will of God. And hallelujah. By faith, he condemned the world. And that all those ungodly people, you know, was condemned because they rejected the word of God. And they're doing the same thing today. Saints, let's continue to pray. Let's continue to pray one for another. I was glad to see Nana here this morning. God's good, isn't it? God is good. God, now how is Brother Willie? You asked for prayer for somebody. How are they doing? If you heard, remember you had a prayer request for somebody. Yeah, somebody you gave us a prayer request for. Think so? All right. All right. Let's keep praying for these prayer requests. Amen. And thank God for the service this morning. People came up and got prayer. You know, and this sister, her fiance, right, gentlemen? Yeah. All right. Well, she's going back to Trinidad. Pray that, and he need a good job. He's working, but let's pray for him and that he would really come to the Lord. You know, the main thing is to get saved, isn't that right? Main thing is really get saved, you know. And but they hear the word. I believe they received it. I hope they did. I believe they received the word of God, because the word of God this morning was with power, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, wasn't it? And I want to receive myself. I want to receive God's word and go on with the Lord. Follow on. The Bible says follow on to know the Lord. Isn't that right? What does it say out there? Come and worship with us, learn with us, and grow with us. Ain't that right, Brother John? Amen. So I thank God for Brother John. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for everyone. Thanks for coming back and putting up with me. I'm trying to do the will of God, all right? Trying to do God's will. And Brother Doug drives all them miles, you know. Let's pray some special blessings on him and his family. Amen. Oh, just pray special blessings on everybody, all right? But, you know, the effort, you know, driving's not easy. At least it's not to me. Some people love to drive. My sweetheart loves to drive. She does. Man, I tell you, she can wheel it. She can. She can really drive. Sometimes she have me. Boy, I tell you, I be saying, take it easy. Be careful. Watch out. Amen. But she's a good driver. I thank God for that. But now, her mother was a good driver. She's a good driver. Tina's a good driver, her oldest daughter. Sharia's a good driver. You know, those women can do some driving. Amen. God is good, saint. So let's pray for Pastor Venable, Sister Venable, that they'll stay encouraged. Amen. Because, like I said, I don't do much texting, but I'm going to text Pastor B and tell him about that message this morning. I'm going to text and let him know that it was an outstanding message this morning. God really used him, didn't he? Amen. God, and hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank God for our pastor. Thank God for his wife. And thank God for all of you all. Amen. All of you all. May God bless you. Got something, brother. May God bless you tonight. And may God smile upon you. And give you peace. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. God is good.